here. We're gonna see if they can come up here and do a little something.
I never knew men could be such as gossipy as women. And what I mean is that over at the good old rat race, there's guy out there that works with us, does the mail, does the courier work, man. And it's so bad how gossipy he is that the women even say it. They're like, wow, man, this guy, he is bad. He is worse than a woman. And it's just always interesting just to see, like, when, you know, he comes in and he does a certain job that he does once a day, but then if he hears people talking, he'll start stalling. Just to kind of get the, you see him leaning in to kind of hear things, a conversation going on. It's like, wow, dude, this is so fascinating. You really get off on this stuff, huh? People just love the word gossip. They do. They love basking in that shit in and out of work. I don't know why. I think it's just people just love it. But I guess they don't have a life, right? Or they just want to judge themselves with others. But anyway, you know, shout out to Corey. You know, you're always trying to get in these debates and these talks. And when I talk about podcasts and you run for the hills, you're not man enough. I'm fucking with you. But Corey is one of those guys that, like many other people, just love most of their conversations is about arguing, debates. They get off on that. It's like, you ever watch that guy, Steven Crowder? I saw him on one podcast. He was a guest, and the guest was telling him, dude, relax. I'm not here to argue, man. I'm not here to debate. Like, he was just trying to, and that's how Corey is. Corey is one of those guys that wants to debate you about anything. Anything going on, he just wants to debate all day. And it's like, wow, it's pretty fascinating. You just can't, he loves that shit. So anyway, one of the things that he was talking to me about was about music, about the influence of music. He's very conservative in his views, like many of my friends are. I would say for the most part, most of my friends are conservative, libertarian. That's the angle. And some independent. You know, I have some liberals, Democrats, but I would say for the most part, most of my friends are conservative or libertarians, or they consider themselves as such. We went to talking, and he's under the impression, I should say, that when it comes to music, it is a very powerful tool, that it influences people to do things, that it is something that when it comes to people growing up, music has a deep rooting in how they develop and how they become people. And I just sit there and scratch my head. You know, and people like him, I'm sure, think that, I'm not saying necessarily him, but I think people think along those lines about music being that powerful. That's the way they looked at rap music, right? I mean, they just looked at rap music as if it was the devil's music. Just like people looked at Elvis Presley's music, right? And the Beatles. Like, all that music was so changing, right? That people didn't know how to take it. They're like, holy shit, what the fuck is this devil music? Evil. And I know that it's something that for me, I guess, talking to him, he's just very adamant about it. Music is very powerful. It's very influential. And I'm like, I get it, because I don't listen to it. You know, he was trying to give me a shout out on, hey, listen to this. I'm like, dude, I'm not listening to music with messages. I really don't listen to that. I never have. It's not something I partake in. I don't listen to a song unless I'm in the mood for that. So like, let's say if I'm romantic, lovey-dovey stage, then I'm seeking out songs that talk about that. They talk about that love. They talk about that feeling I have. If I'm in an angry mode, if I want to just smash some weights, then I'm going to put some music on that accentuates that mood. So it's not necessarily molding me into a person. I believe music just accentuates whatever mood you're in. It's not going to make me go out and be a serial killer. It's not going to make me go out and be a murderer or give me any ideas. It's just going to go ahead and egg on whatever it is I'm feeling in the moment. If I'm feeling sad, R&B. That's the reason I don't listen to that shit. I had a buddy of mine who's a big listener back in R&B. Slow P, man. Big R&B guy. And I used to be like, man, I used to be sitting there like, man, I'm not listening to this shit. You know, this is not me. You know, it's just when I hear the notion of sappy, like sadness, love, it's like, guys, get the fuck out of here. And a lot of it reflects on my environment I grew up in. There wasn't any music. There wasn't any type of camaraderie, emotions being displayed. So I never related to it. I don't feel that music molded me into the person I am today. I would say that I always tell this to people, that when I explain my life and how I learned, it was like the movie Catch Me If You Can, Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks, where Leonardo DiCaprio is a chameleon and he just watches people. He watches TV. He's just a great learner of life through observation, and then he applies it. And that's exactly how I've been. I mean, I did a lot of that in college. Like, I would learn how, okay, this is how they put the fork and knife on the table. This is how they put their napkin when before they eat. Okay, table manners, buffet table etiquette. You know, all these things, man. Like, I learned through watching other people. Okay, how do you shave? Okay, that's how you shave. That's how that guy does it. You know, so that's exactly how I learned a lot of things in life. I didn't listen to music about it. I didn't get any education at home because my mom was never one that tried to teach me about things and talk to me about things. She was just more of like, you figure it out. You know, wipe your ass, you figure it out. Anything. It wasn't, and that's the thing that people have a hard time understanding about my upbringing, is that I didn't have that nurturing. It was just like, more figure it out. You're a man. Men go out in the streets. They don't stay at home. You know, I used to always want to cook and learn how to cook. And my mom used to be like, that's not for you. You go out to the streets. So that's what I did. I went to the streets and got into bad stuff. So, but anyway, going back to the music, he feels that music is more influential in our lives versus TV. And I totally disagree with that notion. You know, I personally think that when it comes to the influences that our kids have and young people have, I think number one is social media. I think that's without a doubt the most powerful one that we have, where the kids are influenced by others. And number two is going to be the regular TV media, right? I mean, that's just always there. But it's not as powerful as it was before. And I say that because Trump won. Trump won the presidency in a world where all of the TV news outlets were not giving him a chance. They didn't. They went ahead and just counted him out. It was a matter of, okay, if Hillary's going to win, by how much? And whoop-de-doo. You know, Trump won, and a lot of it was because he shunned the regular media and the regular ways of doing business. And that was part of it, of course. People, I believe part of it, he resonated with the middle angry man, angry white man, working class American that was tired of being thrown the white guilt at their face, which I get. I understand that. So, but anyway, he's really adamant about the music being a powerful tool. And I say, dude, I don't think this is the case, man. I really do think that music, it's more accentuating. Like, it just, if you are in a happy mood, and I put Happy by Pharrell, then yeah, it's going to keep that mood going. It's going to keep it, but it's not, if I'm in a sad mode, and if you put that same song on, I may not want to hear it. I'm like, you know, I don't want to hear that shit. That shit's not going to resonate with me. But the way he comes from is that, you know, that's something that hearing that music and hearing the words and what they say will make you want to assimilate to that culture, assimilate to that lifestyle. And I just think that with social media, there's just more of a vivid picture, and it's regular people putting their lives out there. I mean, gosh, I mean, if you look at the, you know, reality TV stars, they have so many followers. I mean, what has Kendall and Kylie Jenner done, really? You know, and they have way more followers than people with more established resumes in entertainment. That's the reality of it. But because they're just so obsessed with the trends, they have followers for no reason. And that's the thing. And I mean, you look at a show, let's look at a music album that sells. What's a great, a platinum album? That's a million downloads, right? Whereas these people have 30, 40 million followers. It's just the amount of eyeballs that are following these people and the influence that is out there, it's much more stronger than the music. Music is something that, yeah, people do, but I never listened to Wu-Tang Clan, and I never had the urge to be a crime mafioso, right? I mean, I never listened to Eminem and wanted to kill, you know, my wife or whatever, you know, whatever the, or whatever stories you hear in the music, it's not something you are inspired to do. It doesn't. It never inspired me. You know, I used to tell him, it's like, look, just because I never wanted to assimilate with white people, I didn't listen to rock and roll. I still listen to my music. I still listen to the hip hop. I still listen to salsa. But for some reason, you know, for him and maybe for other people, it's differently. So that's a very interesting thought that came about. But I disagree wholeheartedly. I think that social media is probably the most powerful. You're looking at streaming TV. My daughter, just recently, she is a prankster. And God bless her heart. We're having to test her for autism because it's just the traits she's exuding. It's like, just not all there. It's like, oh, you know, Jazz, you know, you're there. But when it comes to schoolwork, you just don't like it at all. Like, there's just no interest with her whatsoever when it comes to doing school. She starts stalling. So, you know, we decided to do some testing for her. So we'll see how that goes. But with my daughter, there's nothing in music that she does that's influencing her other than it makes her dance. It makes her do some silly dancing and put on a show. She loves the camera, loves putting on, you know, she loves being a showbiz girl, you know, and, but she got her influences from YouTube, watching shows on there and then acting them out. I mean, we had a stretch when she was just really being really bad. Come to find out was that she was going on YouTube and she was watching Horrid Henry. On YouTube, it wasn't my phone, I think, because we had YouTube Kids. But anyway, but she was watching YouTube Horrid Henry. And that's a British show of a kid that is a badass. I mean, bad kid, prankster, fucking whines. It's just a fucking temper tantrum in every show. And every time he doesn't get his way, he'll do pranks. He'll take shit from people. And that's my daughter. That's what my daughter does, and she's 7. And now she knows it. Like, she knows that that show is not even allowed for her to watch because she's influenced by YouTube. She's influenced by TV, especially internet TV, and what she watches. So I believe YouTube is the number one. And as she gets older, it's going to be social media. It's going to be Instagram. It's going to be Facebook, whatever the new trend is at that time. And that's something that's very scary to see firsthand, the power those outlets have versus music. And that's why, like I said, I mean, I look at myself, I look at other people. I've never met anybody that said, man, you know what? That song really made me change for the better. It doesn't. You know, a song, in my opinion, doesn't give you any sort of epiphany. It doesn't. To some people, it may do, but generally speaking, I don't feel that way. Again, it's just coming back to, if you are getting ready to play basketball, you want to get focused, you know, you play some music that gets you focused, man, gets you revved up, gets you hyped. I mean, those boxers, man, when they come out, you know, they come out to their music. I mean, that's a focused type music. You know, you don't hear uplifting, positive. No, they're trying to destroy, seek and destroy, man. So you got to have some music that accentuates that mood, that feeling as a human being. So, Corey, I'm sorry, my friend, but I don't think you're right on this one. I really don't. I think that music, obviously, is powerful, but I think if you have a kid or a teenager that is angry, then that music speaks to their mood. So if I'm going to the room and they're listening to Marilyn Manson or Eminem, then I know that's how they're feeling, right? I mean, we know, okay, this is how they're feeling right now. But if they're having some jazz ballad, contemporary, or just something silly like a kid's dance music, then you know how they're feeling, right? I mean, it's just like, for me, music is a tell of how the person is. I don't look into the music, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't be going into the lyrics. I don't be all into that shit. You know, maybe that's why I love Wu-Tang, because Wu-Tang is just witty. I just say the shit. Sounds fucking amazing. Greedy beat. Right? And you're just like, fuck yeah, these motherfuckers are wizards, man. Yeah? Just fucking knocking this shit out, bro. Knocking that Wu-Tang. Woo! 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 It's fucking awesome. But, you know, some people just think that's the devil's music. Oh, my God. That music will just make you do crime. It will make you go out and rob people. It doesn't. Stop it. It's just good entertainment. Like Jay-Z said, man, Scarface the movie had more influence in my life than Scarface the rapper. Just get with the program, buddy. Times are changing, too. Times are changing with technology. Now, we don't watch TV. We watch our phones. So, again, I mean, it's all that influence. We're all evolving. And I think, unfortunately for me, music is just an outlet. It's not something that is powerful. Maybe it is for other people, but for me, it isn't. And I think it will, social media and our phones, I mean, that's going to be the scariest thing, man. And because you can only control so much of it. And as they get older, you know they want to get the attention. You know they want to be part of all of that. So I'm scared of that, but I'm not scared of music. That's for sure.